way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. How's it going? We'll talk about that.
All right. Welcome back to another wonderful episode of Antisocial Isolation Podcast.
Yeah, that's us. This is number 8, right? Yeah, holy cow.
I think so.
We've actually committed and we've done 8 of these so far. That's pretty impressive. Normally we get bored with stuff. Not this.
Not yet.
No, true. Do you think we could have recorded this morning? Possibly.
Why not?
You think?
Yeah.
I don't. So we kind of got thrown together really quickly. But on past Friday, we were hanging out and somebody suggested having everybody come and hang out, like family and stuff like that, extended family on Sunday.
Well, to go back to, you know, one of our prior episodes where you were talking about the lighting that you installed in our backyard.
Right.
On our garage, it lights up, you know, the entire yard. So because you're showing everyone, hey, guys, look at this really cool lighting, it came about that, I guess, you know, we should use it since you did take time to install it.
Yeah.
So we decided to just have, you know, some family and friends over.
Yeah. And we used it until about 2:30 in the morning yesterday.
Yep.
Ooh.
Nice toasty fire going for a while.
Yeah.
It was good times.
It was a lot of fun in real time. I think we probably overdid it for people our age.
Oh, yeah. Recovery's not the same at this stage of life. But I don't think we're doing that bad. Ooh,
no. Well,
considering, I mean, it's not like we had that much sleep either. I mean.
I've pretty much had an apocalyptic diarrhea much of the day.
Details we did not need.
I wish I didn't have to talk about it, but it's been a rough go. No vomit or anything, which is good, but that was fun, though. But another, like, also because it got thrown together so quickly, we talked about getting cornhole, but I went on a quest Saturday morning, like, we were getting cornhole.
we're a frugal pair, and I usually don't allow frivolous spending on things.
But we kind of justified it.
But so for a long time, we've put it off and we've borrowed my brother's set a couple of times for some family parties. But we finally broke down.
Yeah.
You go out and make the purchase.
That's right. And we got really cool ones. I found this place through Facebook, the guy was selling, but actually it's like a business. Shout out if you're listening out there to Queen City Yard Games. If you guys want to check them out, they have, I think they can do pretty much anything, but they have just all kinds of different designs of cornhole boards, and they got the bags, they got other yard games that this guy makes, but the ones we got were epic looking, and I'm not even of this nationality.
It was very cool that you did it, just for me, like to think.
Well, there's 4 people in this house, right?
Yes.
And 3 out of the 4 have Polish blood. I'm the one that doesn't.
No, but you're very close. I mean, you know, you're
Czech. Slovak. Jesus, get it right. But we got the ones with the Polish falcon on them. And, they're really epic looking. They're really well made, too. So, you know, like I said, Queen City Yard Games, if you guys are living in this area and you want to check it out, they make some good products. But it was fun. We got to play cornhole. We had some can jam action going on. Had music going. All kinds of fun
stuff.
Yeah,
it was good times.
It was good. But I'm paying the price for it this morning for sure.
Yeah, not going to do that anytime again.
Listen, speaking of this, this is unrelated to yesterday. This was one of the things that we both talked about. We get ideas. We'll use our phone, like a notepad in our phone or something, and jot stuff down.
Right.
I could not grab my phone fast enough when this happened. And this is a true story. This was it Saturday? Friday? Doesn't matter. I went to go number 2. Had to sit down to take a poop. And you know when you sit down before the actual poop comes out, sometimes there's some gases that need to escape, right? There's some toots.
Can you move the poop talk along? Come on.
Well, it's not all the poop talk, but this was epic because this is 100% true. The way the gas came out of my beehole when I sat down, it sounded just like the beginning of Master of Puppets.
Oh my god. Dun, 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 dun.
It was in that exact cadence and everything. It was freaking hilarious. I was dying laughing on the toilet, grabbing my phone to write this down. It was awesome.
Just for the record, you didn't need to grab your phone and add anything. Yeah, to your notepad. Just so you know.
Master of puppets. That's so awesome. It was epic. You're jealous.
Yep.
So I had to get my truck repaired for a couple of things. But it was the whole interaction was weird. So I took it in on a Friday.
Okay.
And the guy I met there, I can't remember his name, it doesn't matter. He's like the service manager guy. Says, you know, all right, we'll take a look, you know, is it okay if I text you updates, blah, 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 all this stuff. I'm like, that's fine. So like an hour later, I get a text saying, oh, we're, you know, just a canned messaging. We're looking at it. We'll let you know what we find, blah, blah, blah. It gets to be like 5 in the afternoon or in the evening. And this guy calls me and he says, you know, did you decide what you want to do? You want to go ahead with the work? I'm like, what work? He goes, well, I sent you a text. I'm like, no, you didn't. You just got the introductory one. He goes, oh, hang on, let me check something. Checks it. He sent my text to a different customer. Yeah. So somebody else got it. They're like, I don't even own this truck. Why am I getting repair authorizations for it? So he does whatever. He said, tells me what's wrong, blah, blah, blah. Fix it. Fine. Cool. How long will it be? He goes, I won't even be able to order the parts until Tuesday. This is on a Friday.
Friday. So right.
I'm like, all right, that's fine. Because I got a rental. I ended up getting a truck to rent anyway. It's covered with my warranty, all that stuff.
Because you had brand new truck.
I got to
drive
another truck around.
You were hoping you were going to keep it all week.
Yeah, I thought I was, because like you said, he actually said, you know, like, won't be able to order them till Tuesday, probably won't be till next Friday. So a week from this conversation that I had with him. So blah, blah, blah. We go about our days. We do our stuff. It's a weekend. Monday comes and I get a text from him saying, your truck's all set. It's like, what? I text back. I'm like, I thought you weren't even able to order the parts until Tuesday. And his response was, I don't know what happened over the weekend, but it's done. Like, this is the only person I'm interacting with at Nissan. Like, he's the face of Nissan to me. And this guy is just flubbing it up every chance he gets. It was hilarious.
Well, you know, better to, you know, under-promise and over-deliver. Yeah, but
he was so far off.
They were stepping up the game. They're like, no, man, we need to do this guy right.
I don't know what happened over the weekend was his response. Okay, so that's how it's going to be.
Customer relations isn't as strong.
No,
it's just
not.
Just like, man, don't worry about it. Just take it. You're good.
Neither is communication, apparently. That guy's terrible. But it was good. My truck's back. I'm happy. Yeah. So, what else has been going on?
Things are looking better in the world.
From what perspective? Because all I see is dread on TV.
Yeah, that's why I don't watch that stuff. You are a news addict. So your inclination as soon as you walk into the living room or even into the house is to put the television on. And it is more times than not going to be on one of the news channels.
Yes.
Which I don't really know why you do this and watch it, because all you do is get angry and yell at the television.
I do. I'm turning into a cranky old man.
You intentionally put on a network that you know you're not going to agree with.
Yes.
So it's almost as if you are intending to self-induce your rage.
It is. It's like self-flagellation, or what is it? Is that what that's called?
Whatever.
Yes, it's almost like self-harm.
Yeah. So, but mentally. I try not to watch that stuff very often if I don't have to.
Yeah, so based on my viewing...
So your view of the world is kind of sucky.
The world's on fire, but you're saying that's not true.
No, it's not all that bad. So things are looking up in the world from the race perspective, amateur racing, you know, 5Ks, things like that. Pretty much everything's been canceled, right? This whole summer has been an absolute disappointment for any amateur athlete. Anyone running, duathlons, triathlons. Your season just got tanked.
Yes.
So all the training, everything kind of just went to crap. But locally, we do have an actual in-person race slash walk coming up.
Really?
This coming weekend.
I was not aware
so
of this.
So I saw this, and then I had to go back and read it again, because most of them, and a lot of the 5K races are fundraisers.
Yes.
So, you know, there's a lot of, they try to still have them, but they're doing them virtually. So, mm-hmm. you know, you run it on your own, in your own space, and that kind of thing, and no large gatherings. But this one is coming up this weekend. It's the Law Enforcement Torch Run for the Special Olympics in New York. And our local police department are sponsoring this. And this is by, let me make the disclaimer, this is by no means any sort of statement in pledge to political statement at all.
Yeah, it's a race.
It's
a race.
Regarding our police, but.
It's a race, that's all.
It's a race. And I think it's great. The proceeds are, you know, going, it goes to Special Olympics. And I don't even know necessarily that it's an official, like, timed race, mm-hmm. but it's 3 miles. You know, you pay your entry fee, you get your t-shirt, they're running with the torch, and everybody gets to go.
Like, everybody can run, like, next to each other kind of thing?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, they said, you know, here's a time, everybody show up. If
really?
You want to run, yeah. But
they're not making you wear a mask or anything when you run?
It doesn't indicate so in
wow.
the information that I have.
That's pretty surprising.
I don't know if, you know, when I actually click on the link to go register, you probably might end up with some further details. But I haven't done that yet. But I thought that was really encouraging to see, you know.
That is very cool.
Be able to get out and, you know, do those kind of things.
Are you
going to
do it?
Maybe.
What is it, Saturday? Sunday?
I believe so, yes. It is next Saturday at 10:30.
There you go. And it's local, so it's, you mean like local as in,
well,
West Seneca?
Local, like a quarter mile from our house.
Right, where the, yeah. Where the West Seneca, where they do those other 5K that used to be the Community Days one was around there too.
Yeah, it's probably in that same general area down.
Which is, oh God, that course sucks.
It's not an easy course.
Because there's that uphill portion onto Main Street, and then when you're running back down Main after you go to the high school and back, that's just like a long trudge slowly uphill. Ugh.
Yeah, well, I mean, where we live is not necessarily flat, so there's not
sucks.
You're not gonna ever have a race, you know, super close to the area that's gonna be flat. It's just not, but that's okay, because that's, you know, what we're used to anyways.
That's true. That's good.
So yeah,
that's,
I'm pretty
exciting.
Excited.
Sign up.
Don't tell me what to do. You're not the boss of me.
You're not the boss of me. Bringing it back. Oh, my God. Speaking of kind of like exercise and stuff like that, we went to the Y last week, right?
Yeah.
And
just
not
to interrupt you, but.
But you're gonna.
I'm gonna anyways.
Yeah, okay.
It's my thing. It's really awesome that gyms are open, and I know a lot of people are still hesitating to go, but it just feels so good to be there.
Yeah, it does. It's nice. But we're there. I was on the elliptical, and you were going to do weights that day. And so I can,
yes.
I'm kind of like, I can see, if I just turn my head a little bit, I can see you, where you're
room.
Doing. Yeah. But it was funny. I told you after.
Oh,
you,
geez.
As soon as you got over there, the dude on the bench next to you was like a hefty, probably mid-30-year-old fella. That,
I guess.
As soon as you got over there and turned around, he was checking your ass out all the time. It was hilarious to watch.
That's right, baby. I still got it.
Yeah, you do. But it's just, it's just funny that that he wasn't even trying to hide it or make it a little less obvious.
You know what, though? It's the gym. I mean, women are all walking around with, you know, in our exercise pants and all that kind of stuff. And tight exercise clothing.
Yeah,
you know?
But it's...
You guys are all, you know, pig-minded males and
they
all do it.
Yeah, but like to do it so blatantly, it's like the Seinfeld show about cleavage, like that. Look, cleavage is like looking at the sun. You get a glimpse and you look away. You can't. He was almost like he was gonna make eye contact with you or something if you turned around and do one of those hey kind of things.
Oh,
so yeah, it was kind of funny.
That's funny.
Yeah,
I don't notice those things.
Really?
Well, not when I'm at the gym. I'm in my groove, man.
Yeah.
I'm focused on my workout.
Yeah, I watch people all the time. I do it too. I just don't stare at butts like that guy does.
I guess in between sets, I might do some people watching.
Of course.
Because, you know, that's when I get to make up stories about their life
yeah.
in my head.
And, you know, it's not as easy to do right now because there's, like, only, like, 12 people there.
I know.
Usually on some days we'd go there. I mean, there's how many people upstairs? How many machines? There's got to be, what, 60, 70 people up there when it's really busy?
Yeah, at least, yeah.
It's crazy.
You don't realize, but, yeah.
Yeah, probably more than that. So. Yeah, there's so many machines. The machines. But, yes, we're going to have to go back there. I'm going to go there tomorrow.
Yeah, and then there's another good sign. Our gym has just expanded their hours.
Right, yeah, that's right. They're open a little bit more now. That's positive as well. Although they're not open on Sunday still, and I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, that's probably going to be that way for a while. It's probably when they do their, you know, super deep cleaning or whatever.
Right,
or
yeah.
Which
is fine. They got to do that anyway.
Right, big sanitize everything.
Yeah. Oh, boy. They, I went out
right
for, yeah, I'm stroking out as we speak here. I went to lunch with work earlier this week and went to a place in East Aurora. It's actually right next to the Bar Bill. It's called 189 Burger.
Yeah.
And it was delicious. We're going to have to go there.
Did you have a burger?
I had a black bean burger. And they put like fresh, kind of like corn salsa type stuff on the burger too. And the sides, like normally you go there and it's like a place like a burger joint, you get like fries or onion drinks.
Yeah, fries or something, yeah.
They had Brussels sprouts as a side, right. And I was telling you, they kind of saute them up in whatever they do, but they're like, the edge outsides are crispy too. Like kind of like the way we make it.
Yeah.
Where the outside flakes get like blackened and stuff like that. Really good.
That's awesome.
And they have part of the catch is that 189 might have something to do with the number of whiskeys that they have, because behind the bar is a wall of whiskeys.
Oh, man.
American whiskey.
You didn't tell me about that.
Bourbon, scotch, everything. It is a giant wall of brown liquid. Yeah, and it's a glorious sight to behold, quite honestly.
What?
Yeah, so we can go there.
So were you doing shots of whiskey on your lunch?
I was not.
Okay.
No. But we can
I mean,
do that
honestly,
we go.
I wouldn't have been surprised if you guys did, but.
Well.
I'm just saying.
I know. I can't do that. And then go back to work and function after shots of whiskey. It's not going to happen.
Nah, you could do one and be all right.
Nah. What if I told you that on one of the social media, whatever platforms, that someone who is quite accomplished liked one of my comments.
Whoa.
Yeah. So this individual, he is an actual doctor. I did some digging on him just to get some info here, but he...
Is it Dr. Seuss?
Nope.
Yeah.
No, he's actually like, I guess his father was like a cardiologist and he went into the practice after, you know, he went through med school and stuff like that. And then he just was like, nope, it's not for me. Went into comedy, like stand-up comedy. He was a member of the Groundlings, which is an improv group.
Yep.
And, went on to host game shows on like E and GSN, the little game show network. I don't know if that exists anymore, but you may know him from... his current main job as the host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Iceman.
Whoa.
Yeah. Things are picking up for me. This is going to be huge for our podcast, I think. He was the first one to like one of my comments on something that
wow.
I made. Yeah. So expect things to really ramp up. We'll probably get endorsements.
I'm probably going to get kicked off this show, aren't I?
Why?
Because you're going to, all of a sudden, you're going to be sitting here with Matt.
No. I'm just going to use him, his influence to help us grow.
All right.
That's all. Yeah.
No, not a problem with that.
Maybe we can get him to do a shout out to us on American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
Right?
He's a pretty energetic guy on that show.
He is. And he showed a pretty energetic like button finger when he clicked it for my comment.
And that is probably super exciting for you because you really like that show.
I do, yeah. American Ninja Warrior is awesome. It's so dumb that
it's
I like
nerdy,
that.
But yeah, you like to watch that show.
Well, you like to too. Don't just throw it on me.
It's okay.
It's a good show. It's fun. It is. Those guys do some crazy, and girls too, do some crazy stuff on there.
Like, yeah, there's, I mean, like if you training. Could take some of those obstacles and bring them down towards the ground a little bit more, it would be a lot of fun.
You but fall in water.
There's no way. I'm uncomfortable with heights. So there's no way I could actually get up there and do that kind of stuff.
Where you climb that last, climb the wall or whatever they call it. You're like 75 feet up in the air or something ridiculous like that. When you hit that buzzer, oh.
Yeah.
The thought of that gives me the heebie-jeebies for sure.
So,
but yeah, so Matt Iceman is I'll probably be hearing from him.
I can't see why you wouldn't.
Yeah, I know. It's natural to like
maybe,
some random person.
Maybe
person's
we'll bring him on the show.
And yeah, that's a good idea. I can reach out. I'm like, yo, Matt, remember me?
Mm-hmm.
You liked my comment? And he's like, God, dude, I click like 1,000 times a day on shit, man.
he probably hires some people to
Yeah, he's not
him.
Even. It's probably
it
like
wasn't
a,
even his
a
blue
bot.
Thumb.
It's a click bot that they've got exactly. Or something like that. But yes, that's my big story of the week there. Matt Iceman
liked
one of my comments. Yeah.
I don't have anything that exciting in my life.
What do you got?
I got nothing.
You gotta have something.
I don't.
You gotta.
I have a question for you, though.
What?
And you'll have to guess.
Oh, okay.
There's a study, and I think this might have been done in England, maybe. So.
In England?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, they're intellectuals over there. They do studies on stuff.
Sure.
If you grow up near one of these, your IQ could be higher.
If you grow up near one of these, your IQ could be higher.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have to guess. Out of all the things in the world, in England, I have to guess.
Sure.
Okay. I have two guesses. And I don't know if I'm on the right track with either.
Probably
but
not.
These are what came to my mind. One was a windmill. The other one is a lighthouse. I'm not even close, am I? Is it a library?
A windmill? How does a windmill contribute to your IQ?
I don't know. That's why I want to hear their answer. Maybe there's some weird study that they did. That something.
There's nothing weird about it. This is like the most logical thing in the world. It's green space.
Green space?
Green space.
You will have a higher IQ if you grow up next to green space.
Yes, if you live near green space. Listen, I don't make this stuff up.
You don't think there's some windmills in those green space areas?
Yeah, but the windmills are completely irrelevant, even if they're there.
I think that's probably like the missing
You just want
secret.
The windmill there so it blows your farts around.
Not today, I don't.
Anyway, so there is a 3.6% increase in your IQ. Or I'm sorry, a 3.6% chance of an increase of 2.6 points on your IQ if you live near green space.
Interesting.
Yes.
I wonder why that
Alternatively,
is.
Alternatively, children growing up with less access to green space are more likely to have an IQ below 80.
Below 80?
Below 80.
Is that like some weird conversion from like dollars to pounds? Because 80 seems like
yeah,
really
know,
low,
man.
Doesn't it?
I don't raise your kids in the city is what I'm hearing.
Wow. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
That is interesting.
And it also shows there was another part of the study that said not only is intelligence impacted by it, but as well as your ability to better manage stress, anxiety, and depression.
By living next to a green space.
Near a green space, yes.
Really? That's very interesting. Maybe we should move. Although we have a pretty good green space backyard.
We've got a big yard green space with trees and whatnot.
Lots of trees.
Yes.
I also saw something in regards to IQ, and I think this is 1,000% true. And I think you'll agree.
What is it, that women who have gassy husbands have high IQs?
That's not what it says, but that might be true. Maybe not. I don't know. This one actually says, on average, taller people score higher on intelligence tests than shorter people. I'm 6'2", you're 5'3.5". A lot of IQ points right there. You don't agree with this? Just
not at all. That's ridiculous.
By the
you
way,
just
you're
made
looking,
that up.
But
you literally just made that up on the spot.
I didn't. It's actual.
Where did you read that?
It was on Fact.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Mm-mm. If you want to source check me, you can, because you can go look on Twitter and you'll see it.
Oh, that's right. If it's on Twitter, it's, you know it's true.
But it's from Fact.
Okay.
If we can't trust Fact, who can we trust?
Pretty much everybody else other than...
Other than yes. Fact Twitter.
Yes.
I don't know.
You realize they just throw that shit out there to see who's going to bite. Like, who's going to believe this nonsense if we throw it out there? Or, hey, let's pander to the tall population. We'll throw this out there.
No, I don't appreciate you trashing my sources, because everything I've referenced from them thus far has proven to be true.
Okay.
And this one, I no doubt would also fall into that category.
Okay.
Taller people, better IQs, higher IQs than short people. Any questions? No? Okay. So, I want to talk about this. When we were interviewed on the other podcast, the Movie Madness podcast, a couple of weeks ago, I want to see if you're actually committed to doing this, because what we talked about on there was maybe each of us preparing like 3 minutes of stand-up and trying to do an open mic.
You guys
and you committed.
Me into that.
Yeah. So if you didn't listen to that podcast, the summation of this is that it got into me periodically talking about doing like an open mic comedy thing, and the fact that there's none right now, all the stuff with COVID, but that, you know, maybe what, spring of next year, maybe five, six months, whatever,
the clubs, you know,
that things will hopefully be open again and
for comedy.
Yeah.
And performances.
And during that discussion with Jason, when we were speaking with him, he brought up the point of both of us doing it. And he actually tried to really dig some salt in the wounds, because he wanted you to go up directly after me so that you could just make fun of anything that I do. But
right. Which would be, I come up with, you know, 3 minutes would barely scrape the surface.
Okay. Well, anyhow.
I'd end up with my own Netflix special afterwards.
You don't even have your own Netflix account. It's in my name. Are you committed to doing that?
How did I get sucked into this?
That's not what
at
I asked.
At no point at any time did I ever show an interest in, hey, I want to be a comedian. I want to stand up there and try to make people laugh. I'm not that funny.
I know, but I think you were talking smack on that discussion, saying that you would be funnier, right? So that's kind of how we got to that.
Maybe.
So that involves writing material, preparing stuff, and we've got like 5-6 months to come up with 3 minutes.
I can't do that.
You committed to it.
Just like the show, I just shoot from the hip.
Then go up there and do that. It's just like crowd work. You could do that.
Yeah, I could just mock everybody in the room for 3 minutes.
Crowd work isn't necessarily mocking. Well, that's a component, but I mean, you know, it's not meant to be like a
totally do that.
A roast. I had a funny thought on this whole thing, and not that we'll do this, but it would be funny, I think, it'd be an interesting twist if, you know, each of us put together what we think is 3 minutes of good material that we would do, and then the night of, we give it to each other, and I do yours and you do mine.
Oh, God.
How would... Maybe even the day before. That's fine. You know, this, so you can actually read through it and get it. But you have to do that material, and I would have to do yours. And then I think you could help determine better who is funnier based on those 3 minutes of material.
No, because part of it is delivery.
Sure.
A good part of it is delivery.
Okay, but still, we're not going to do that. But I thought that would be a fun twist.
That would be fun.
Maybe if you get addicted
someday to it. Someday if we ever, you know, become, you know, I won't say professional comedians or anything like that, but...
Definitely don't say that. We won't. But yeah, sure. That's going to be fun.
All right.
And so I would suggest to you to start writing down some things and start thinking big picture here, because you got to prepare 3 or 4 minutes of material.
Sure.
All right. Nice. You heard that? She's doing it.
Any other comedians out there that are good at writing, feel free to...
You have to write your own material.
Nope.
You can't get
anything
from anyone.
Please contact me.
Nope.
I could use your assistance.
Nope.
And
it's not the way it works.
Why not?
Because you have to do your own
material.
You're
just mad.
Because
you're afraid I'm going to have resources.
No, you shouldn't have resources. You can have them, but you shouldn't use them.
Why not?
Because that's cheating.
No, that's being resourceful.
No, yep. That's being cheaterful.
Nope.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. Nope. Can't do it. So, what else is happening?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No. I don't know.
You live a boring life, lady.
To say the least.
My goodness. My goodness.
What do you think the ideal age is to retire?
Oh. If I was financially secure, I would love to retire at like 52.
52,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. If you had the means to do that, I think that would be awesome.
All right.
That's a good number. What do you think?
Oh, if I had the resources and money, why wouldn't I retire now?
I guess.
Anyways, there were more studies and blah, blah, blah. But according to the data from this study, a 50-year-old worker can expect to be healthy and to continue working for approximately 9 more years.
Healthy and working for 9 years?
Yes, for 9 more years.
So until you're 59.
Right.
That's what this
is
saying.
And they're splitting the difference in here, because if I remember correctly, for men, it was 10.9 years, and for women, it was 8.3.
I wonder why it's different. It probably says that in there, but you'd have to take a deep dive into it.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Do you think we'll ever be able to retire?
I hope so.
Me too.
I think we'll have to.
Yeah.
I mean,
just see how much
point, I mean,
squalor we live in when we actually do retire, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you know. There's soup kitchens. We'll be all right.
I hope so. Now I'm going to have anxiety about that.
You cause yourself so much pain.
I do.
So much pain.
Quote the great... Mad Season song, River of Deceit, my pain is self-chosen.
Oh, boy.
It's true, too. It's a great song, even though it's about his battles with heroin addiction. I think we're good, because we're almost hitting that magical 34-minute mark that we kind of have made our standard. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's 37.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm losing my
mind.
You're
trying to cut it early, aren't you?
Yeah.
Why are you sitting like that?
I'm just
that
kind
was
of
weird.
Stretching my back a little bit.
He had his hand sort of doing crossed like in front of him, like schoolboy-like. Yeah. It was a little weird.
I'm glad this is an audio-only podcast. Ay, ay, ay. Well, I think we're good.
All right.
And we need to get to bed early tonight and definitely not do what we did last night ever again. At least not this year, because we're paying for it.
No, you make it sound like we're all...
This morning was rough for both of us.
You know what? I'm just slow today. And
yeah.
That's bad, because I'm slow on every day, but...
Yeah, you're extra slow.
Just no energy.
Yeah. That's what happens when you party like a rock star.
Right?
Yeah. Anyhow.
We still got it, man.
We do. We proved it last night. We're gamers. All right, honey. We're good. I love you.
All right. I love you, too.
I'll see you next week.
So lucky.